The following podcast of SB Nation Radio is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
So now we are down to the American League and National League Divisional Series as Major League Baseball heads into October. Will people be gravitating back to baseball, or will baseball continue to struggle that it has this season? Fans will come out in the local cities. There's no doubt about it. Once you get to this time of year, you're not going to have a problem selling tickets. I remember there used to be a problem with the Braves back in the day. You know, when the Braves would make the playoffs all the time and they didn't win World Series, and they had first couple of early rounds of the postseason, they would still be tickets available, like almost up until game day. The cities will be behind these teams. Will America be behind baseball? Baseball is trying to find its way back. It's the ratings have been down. Money, it was one part not that long ago where money and revenue was really good, but I don't think it's as good as it should be. And I want to know if baseball, if they're going to find themselves captivated by some of the storylines in Major League Baseball this year into the postseason. Maybe, maybe not. You know, we've seen the decline of NFL, and it's coming back up again. College football remains steady. The NBA is getting ready to start its season in mid-month. But baseball owns this month. I mean, look, no matter how good the NFL is, and the NFL is good, and the NFL has owned pretty much every month, college football is great. When it gets into the conference games, it takes over. But this is where baseball needs to shine. This is where people can really get into a series, games, the edge of your seat excitement of Major League Baseball. And I hope they will, with teams in Boston and Houston and New York and Los Angeles and Denver and Milwaukee, right? Atlanta and these cities. I think there's some good players. I think there's good storylines. There's a good rivalry in the Red Sox-Yankees, the defending World Series champions, a likable baseball team in Houston. The Dodgers are in it. The Braves are back. I think there's a lot of cool things to like about this playoff series, but baseball can be a very, very hard sell. There is still a large group of fans that just, they don't want to watch this thing for 4.5 hours, and postseason baseball can be long, long. There's a reason why Derek Jeter was called Mr. November on Halloween night, because that game went past midnight. They tend to do that on the East Coast. All right, 800-777-2907. But coming up, we'll get into the GM survey in the NBA and some interesting things there.
Listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio
and on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
I got another great night's sleep using MyPillow. I absolutely love this thing. I am a toss and turn sleeper, and I don't get like really good rest. Like I'm either up, then I go back to sleep, and then I toss and turn a little bit, and then I go back to, you know, back to sleep, and it just doesn't feel rested. But ever since I got MyPillow, this pillow locks my head into place, and I don't toss and turn, and I actually go into deep, deep, restful sleep, and it has been a game changer for me, so much so that my wife is noticing, and now she is stealing the pillow when I'm like on the air in the morning. So I find out later on that she took my pillow for the latter half of her sleep before she gets up. I can't wait for the weekends to find out how we're going to wrestle this pillow away from each other. My pillow is 100% machine washable. It's dryable. It also is made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. And those are great things. But what makes it even better is that you are going to get a great night's sleep. You are going to enjoy sleep a whole lot better. This is a different, the way the pillow is made, I swear, as I lay my head on it, I feel like there is better support coming back to my head instead of you eventually sinking into whatever pillow, whether kind of feather or foam or whatever. You kind of eventually sink into the pillow and then you have to readjust it. You do not have to readjust this. It locks in place. It forms to create a really nice support for your head. And that's where you get the good night's sleep. 800-513-3363 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WINNER to get two premium MyPillows for the price of one. You're going to get two pillows for the price of one. It is well worth it. Get a better night's sleep and get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, 800-513-3363. Go to MyPillow.com. When I first got this pillow, I opened it up, and it actually has a little instruction book. And I thought, oh, that's kind of fun. But it actually helped me create the pillow the way I need it to be. And I look forward to going to bed now. Listen, there are times, like, when you need to wake up for this morning show, it is tough to get up in the morning, but it's really hard when you are not getting well rested. When you're laying in bed and you know you're getting up at 3:30, 3 o'clock, and it's 12 o'clock and you haven't slept really well, and you think, well, I'll have to get by on 3 hours of sleep. I have now gotten the rest I need to do to be part of this show. Get up in the morning, be part of this show, thanks to MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code WINNER, and you're going to get two premium MyPillows for the price of one. That's MyPillow.com. Fantastic. All right, so the GM survey came out in the NBA, anonymous survey of various topics around the NBA. So, Ron, are you ready for some of these results? Because some of these results aren't surprising, but some of them are really kind of interesting, what general managers are thinking anonymously.
Hit me.
All right. Now, here's some basics. Which team is going to win the 2018 NBA Finals? 87% said Golden State. No surprise there. Last year, they said 93%. They do think Boston and Houston, something Boston and Houston have a shot, 7% apiece for the Celtics and the Rockets. But as far as players go, who will be the MVP in 2018-2019? 30% said LeBron James. Kevin Durant at 27%. Anthony Davis at 17%. James Harden at 10%. Last year, they predicted LeBron James at 50%, so he's gone down a little bit. Here is the interesting one. And this is the one that always catches my eye every single year. If you were starting a franchise today and could sign any player in the NBA, who would it be? Now, I am always of the contention that LeBron James should be number one on that list, correct? He's the best player in the game. So if you were building a franchise right now to win right now, you would take LeBron James. But LeBron James came in fourth amongst GMs. You know who came in first? Giannis Antetokounmpo of Milwaukee, 30%. Anthony Davis was at number two, and Kevin Durant was at number three. Now, I have a theory behind this, Ron. Tell me, just hear me out, because before you tell me I'm crazy. I think the reason LeBron James, and Karl Anthony Towns was the winner of this last year, and I think Karl Anthony Towns was the winner of it 2 years ago. I think the reason LeBron James isn't number one is because of the way that question is kind of stated and who it's stated to. If you were starting a franchise today and could sign any player in the NBA, who would it be? If you're a general manager, LeBron James is a popular player in terms of his talent, but he's not popular amongst general managers dealing with him as a general manager. And I think that is reflected in the answer here. Because I think LeBron James is far away the player you would start today if you were building a franchise and was trying to win today. But I think GMs know, if I bring on LeBron, this is a headache. And the question is to me, as if I'm building a team and I appreciate his talent, he's the best player in the game, but I want these guys because I like to keep my job. Crazy?
No, I think you're right on.
Okay.
I think you got something there.
All right. Thought so.
I mean, I would go with LeBron, but that's why I'm not a GM.
I like Giannis too. I think it's a nice pick for Giannis, but I think it's LeBron. Which player forces opposing coaches to make the most adjustments? LeBron at 60%, James Harden at 20%. Which player is most likely to have a breakout season in 2018, 2019? I really liked this pick because I was talking about him last year, Jamal Murray at Denver. Jamal Murray played great last year. I was really, really liking this answer. Brandon Ingram of the LA Lakers would have been my pick. He came in second, but I like the fact that they're recognizing Jamal Murray in Denver. Aaron Gordon was third for Orlando at 7%. Who's the best point guard in the NBA? Steph Curry. Russell Westbrook is second at 17%. Curry at 57%. Who's the best shooting guard in the NBA? That goes to James Harden. Who's the best small forward in the NBA? That goes to LeBron. Who's the best power forward in the NBA? That's Anthony Davis. And who's the best center in the NBA? That's also Anthony Davis.
Interesting.
Which team made the best overall move this offseason? Okay, this is where I get silly. The number one team in this survey, who made the best offseason move? The number one team is the Lakers. But here's my problem with the answer. 70% of the GMs that were polled said the Lakers. That meant 20% said Toronto, and everybody else said Dallas, Indiana, or Oklahoma City. Why wasn't this 95 or 100%? The Lakers got LeBron James, and Kawhi Leonard going to the Raptors is a better offseason move than LeBron James going to the Lakers? That's just trying to be different. That's just like when 4 out of 5 dentist surveys recommend sugarless gum for the patients who chew gum. There's that one dentist that's like, no, I don't recommend sugarless gum if you chew gum. No, because I'm going to be the outlier in this survey. It's not going to be 5 to 5.
It's just, I mean, you know what? That's 2 or 3 riders not voting Ken Griffey Jr. into the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just out of spite. Just out of no one can be unanimous.
The Lakers, it's 100% the Lakers and LeBron James. It's the best move this offseason. Maybe one of the best moves of the decade.
And one of the quietest moves, too.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, it was just, oh, he's a Laker. Cool.
Which one player acquisition will make the biggest impact? Okay, 97% said LeBron James. But 70% said it was the best overall move this offseason. You silly GMs. What's wrong with you? Tyreek Evans was the most underrated player acquisition in the league. DeMar DeRozan was second. DeMar DeRozan, I don't think it was an underrated. We talked about that a lot. The Lakers are the team most likely to improve this upcoming season. Dallas got 7%.
Dallas?
Dallas at 7%.
What did they do?
They got Luka Doncic.
Still, what did they do?
He's been voted the rookie. He's voted the rookie, the upcoming rookie of the year. Marvin Bagley III, Sacramento 17% at number 2. Let's see here.
I'll go back on my comments because Dallas was really bad last year.
Yeah,
so
they were.
There should be a lot. But Lakers, yeah, by far and away are going to be the most improved team.
Kawhi Leonard and Rudy Gobert, the best defensive players in the NBA. Kawhi Leonard, the best perimeter defender. Let's see. Most versatile defender is Draymond Green. Okay,
Till he kicks you in the nether regions.
Yeah, exactly. Here's one I really, really like, okay? Who's the best head coach in the NBA? Is it Greg Popovich? No. Mike D'Antoni? No. Steve Kerr? No. Best coach in the NBA, according to GMs, is Brad Stevens of the Celtics.
I would have said that.
Yeah, but here's, you know what's funny about that? Remember when Brad Stevens got that job at a Butler?
Yeah.
It was like the Celtics were terrible. And Danny Ainge was like, I'm rebuilding, man. I need somebody that's going to hang around while we rebuild this thing. and he's young and he comes from Butler. And my thought was, okay, it's a perfect trade-off. And I know I've said this many times. Brad Stevens going to the Celtics, I thought was a perfect trade-off for both. It was a win-win for both. Danny Ainge had a young coach that was going to put up with some bad basketball, with some bad basketball players, because he was going to get rid of some contracts. He was going to move some players. And he had a young coach that was eager to be in the league. Brad Stevens was going to get NBA experience, learn the arenas, learn the referees, learn the how to schedule, how to kind of pace yourself in an 82-game schedule in terms of coaching. He's going to learn how to do that. And then, you know, when the time is right and the Celtics were going to get ready to become really good, get the players that they wanted, get the draft that they wanted, they would probably go to a more experienced coach. But Stevens would have been in the league long enough to maybe land with somebody else. Oh, no. That's not how that worked at all. Stevens ended up becoming a winner almost immediately in Boston. And now GMs think he's the best coach in the NBA. God bless the young kid. That's fantastic.
Well, not only that, but I mean, you think about what he did last year with this team.
Yeah.
I mean, he took
Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward, for the entire season minus
Kyrie
one
got
half,
hurt.
And then Kyrie got hurt, and he still took him deep into the playoffs.
Which head coach runs the best offense? Steve Kerr. Well, he has the best players.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
That's silly. Which
he does not run the best offense. How many times does he draw up? Draymond, I want you to go to, you know, this wing. Kevin, you're going over here. Steph, you're just going to fire a shot from half court.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, man.
That was drawn up.
Drawn up a play. He's got Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green on the court. You're telling me he's drawing offensive schemes? Yeah. Come on.
Guess what? Next year, he's going to be the best offensive coach, too.
Which team is the most fun to watch? Golden State at 60%. Yeah, I buy that. Houston's fun
all
to
over
watch.
The place.
I think Houston's fun to watch. I think Houston should have got more than 7% of the votes. I like Houston. Houston is way fun. Which team is the best home court advantage? Golden State at 50%. Promising young core, Philadelphia. Which player is the most athletic? Russell Westbrook, 48%. Giannis at 14%. Best pure shooter is Steph Curry.
Wow.
No surprise there. 73. I mean, what 27% didn't say Steph Curry? Come on. Player fastest with the ball was Russell Westbrook. I think John Wall is the fastest, but you know, it's probably just apples and Macintosh and Granny Smiths. I mean, I'm talking about two really, really good players.
Apples.
I know. Which player is the best leader? LeBron James at 30%, Chris Paul at 27%. The most versatile is LeBron. The player with the best IQ is LeBron. Here's one of my favorite questions. Which rule needs to change the most? One, the number one with 18%, I wish it was higher, playoff seeding, 1 through 16. We talk about this all the time.
Yep.
All the time. Every time we get like, just get rid of the conferences and seed them 1 through 16, and you might have a much better playoffs.
Yeah, especially in recent years when the East really was only LeBron. It didn't matter what team LeBron was on. It was just LeBron's going to make it to the finals.
Yeah.
It would have been nice, like say last year, it would have been nice to have a Warriors-Rockets.
Oh, of course.
If you
Absolutely.
Went 1 through 16 and then just seeded them that way and just had Warriors-Rockets in the final. God, that would have been fantastic.
I wonder if Adam Silver is going to toy with that idea, because that would be a very interesting idea.
Try it once.
Just try it once.
If it doesn't work, then you know what? There's just a little asterisk. You know, and funny enough, you should do it now because everyone knows the Warriors are going to win.
Yeah, do it now.
See what happens. It doesn't really matter right now because the Warriors are going to have 5 All-Stars on the court as their starting 5.
Hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with 2 N's. We are an SB Nation AM.
Now, back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Glad you can be with us on SB Nation AM as we roll along on a Thursday morning. Boy, this week's gone by fast. Ron will not be here tomorrow, so we're going to get into our BetDSI.com picks later on in this hour. So you don't want to miss that because we're just rolling along and you just want to listen to us make NFL picks this coming weekend.
I mean, we are accurate. It's not even funny right how money. Accurate we are.
One out of every four batteries will fail this winter. Get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If it needs to be replaced, O'Reilly's has the Superstart battery for you. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Yeah, I think I went 2-3 last week, and I felt good. I felt like I was winning, and I realized, oh, no, I didn't. That spread will trick you up, man.
Yeah.
It'll trick you up.
Still confused. I'm looking at the spreads right now.
Right?
I don't feel confident with any of them.
No.
Why does Vegas do that? Why can't Vegas make it easy?
Yeah, they should say, like, Patriots-Colts. Tonight, the Patriots will win by 75. And you're like, no. They're not going to win by 75. But
yeah,
like,
it's
okay,
going to be 78. Duh.
You can jump right on in.
No, maybe, like, you know, I'm not – I know we're not going to get into it yet. But, like, I mean, for example, New England's 10.5, minus 10.5.
Like, yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
You know, which Patriots team will show up?
Yeah, and I want to make sure it's the good Patriots team. Because if it's the bad Patriots team, then I can't necessarily predict that. Yeah, it's tough. I got to give those guys credit, though. I mean, those guys who put those lines out all the time. I mean, they do it. All of that information that they have to digest, right?
And quickly.
And quickly,
because people,
right.
People need their numbers by Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah,
they wake up Monday
right
morning.
Away.
They wake up Monday morning. It's like, I need to make some money back.
I mean, I guess they know, you know, they're thinking about it, you know, in advance, and then they're putting some stuff together. You know, like they're saying, okay, look, you know, we know what the schedule is going to be like, and this is what we're thinking, and then when we get there, we'll see what, you know, to see what the line is. The thing is that the line, you know, I used to have to explain this to people a lot, is that the line, you know, because the line is that number that, hopefully, as a book, you get betting on both sides so that you pay, you know, you're taking from Peter to pay Paul, and then you take the vig in between. But it's amazing how close that number can be. Like, it's close enough to make you sweat. It's like, there's just, you know, the Titans, for example, are 3.5-point favorites over Buffalo. They should slaughter Buffalo. But they're not a great team. They're not an explosive team. They're a team that's just enough of, this game's a little close. This game's a little too close. That's the kind of team the Tennessee Titans are, and that's reflective in the line. So, yeah, we'll have our picks coming up, our five picks. And if you want to enter the contest, go to betdsi.com. Go to Money Contest. You can just sign up there, and you'll see SB Nation Radio as a listener. You'll get to participate in the contest week in and week out. Pick five against the spread. See how you do. Because right now I'm not doing too well.
Nah, I'm a sub 500 guy.
Is there is there a person on this network that has got real serious bragging rights?
No.
That's rolling along at a plus, you know.
Yeah, if you look at the standings.
Like, Alex Gold is at 30%. You are at 40. I'm trying to find me. I'm at 33. I've had 15 picks. I didn't get to save my picks didn't save last week, so that bums me out. But even then, they wouldn't have helped me. I got 5 out of 15. I'm 33% of my picks. That's
Bobby Beats.
Bobby Beats.
Yeah.
How's he doing?
Yeah, he's
at 50.
Oh,
there he is. There he is. He's at 50%. See, 33%, Ron, is not enough for me to moonlight as a tout.
No. I'm at 40, which I guess is, I'd make the Baseball Hall of Fame with that.
Yeah.
You would too. I mean, 33. That's a good
number. That's not bad for batting average, but not going to put you in the betting Hall of Fame.
So, hey, did you get a text message yesterday?
Did I get a text? Yes, I did, but I was not awake. I was taking a nap, and I didn't hear it.
But were you aware that that was going to happen? I mean, I wish there was more talk about it on social media before after and everything.
Yeah, but I did not know.
No, so you really didn't know?
No, I really didn't know. My wife absolutely knew. She knew that was coming down, and I didn't. I don't know why I didn't see it.
And I don't. Why were they calling it a text message? It's like an Amber Alert.
It's an Amber Alert, right?
Basically.
But it was coming from the president?
The president, desk of the president of the United States.
Is this the first time that's ever happened?
Yeah, which seems
kind of... Did Barack Obama send out one when he was president of the United States?
He didn't care about us, Tony.
No.
He didn't care about us, people.
I remember when he first became president, he did a thing for the school kids, and everybody kind of went crazy. Like, I don't want my kid listening to the president in school,
well, he was
being
the first
indoctrinated
one to,
by his message. I was like, it's the president. Listen to the president.
Barack was the first one to create the POTUS Twitter account.
That's true. Well, because he was in office at the time. Twitter was exploding.
Okay, maybe you could shed light on this. You know, you and I are roughly the same age. When did POTUS and FLOTUS become vernacular, like common things for us?
I didn't hear the term POTUS until the pilot episode of West Wing.
Okay.
Late 99, 2000. The pilot episode of West Wing. Rob Lowe's character, he's with like a prostitute because that was his thing. That was his character's thing in the beginning of the show.
Well, real life too. You don't know.
Yeah, real life too. You don't know.
You can judge.
But he was with like an escort and he got a page, and the woman he was with was like, she picked up his pager and she said, "Who's POTUS?" And as he was leaving, he said, "President of the United States." And then it went into credit, you know, went into the opening of the show. That's the first time I had heard that term. But, boy, it's taken off. People use it all the time.
Yeah, I
POTUS,
mean,
FLOTUS.
I swear.
The POTUS.
I heard FLOTUS for, like, the first time. Like, it feels like a year or two ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
And
I don't remember hearing
like, FLOTUS. What the heck is FLOTUS?
Yeah, I don't remember hearing FLOTUS. I didn't remember hearing FLOTUS, like, when Laura Bush was first lady. When Michelle was in, I heard FLOTUS a lot, but not much after that. Now I hear it all the time. You're right. Once people pick it up, man, it's like a virus. It'll spread like wildfire. SB Nation AM.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, week 5 is upon us in the NFL. Tonight, the Indianapolis Colts take on the New England Patriots. What's the bet that that's going to be a fun game to watch? We've been spoiled rotten in the first 4 weeks of the season with good games on national TV. I don't know if this one's going to be one. I don't think Andrew Luck and the Colts have anything for the Patriots if the Patriots are on. But if the Patriots sleepwalk through this without Gronk, the Colts have a chance.
Yeah, and isn't T.Y. Hilton missing out tonight? On the Colts.
T.Y. Hilton's missing out, yeah.
Somebody on the Colts, a prominent person on the Colts is missing out, which doesn't bode well for him.
You know, Andrew Luck, I mean, Tom Brady is like 5-0 or something against Andrew Luck.
Yeah, he sucks.
You know, you'd think, wasn't Andrew Luck supposed to be a game-changing, once-in-a-generation quarterback? That injury has really derailed him a bit. But the fact that his team doesn't put anything around that team. But anyway, they're 10.5-point favorites. So we're going to do our picks for the BetDSI.com contest, and we'll let you know who we're taking. You know, I'm with you, man. Some of these make me go, oh, I don't know if I trust it. The Denver Broncos are just a 0.5-point favorite against the Jets. Now, if the Denver Broncos with that defense are just a 0.5-point favorite against the Jets on the road, what kind of team are we talking about with the Denver Broncos? I'm sorry, I'm taking Denver there. Denver's winning outright. Well, if they win outright, they'd win by more than 0.5 point, so it doesn't really matter. That's almost a pick 'em straight up. But that's there's no chance for, you know. I think Denver wins this game easily. So I'm taking Denver as one of my selections. Let's see here.
With that 0.5 point?
Yes. Why not? Dallas and Houston.
God, that's just going to be an ugly game.
The Texans are a 2.5-point favorite against Dallas. That is a Sunday night game. Let me think about this one for a second. I think I'm going to pass. Sunday nighter. Washington Redskins and the New Orleans Saints. The Saints are a 6.5-point favorite at home. You know, Drew Brees needs only 200 yards, 200 and change, to be the all-time passing leader in NFL history. That's actually going to go down.
He'll get that in the first quarter.
He'll get that in the first quarter, so celebrate time. I think the Saints use that as motivation. They cover the 6.5 points. I think they win this going away. They go to 4-1. The Saints are going to beat the Redskins by the 6.5 points.
Yeah, I'm with you. Because, you know, as far as we've seen so far, the Redskins, I haven't really seen too much in the passing game of the Redskins just yet.
No, I haven't yet.
It's all been Adrian Peterson, which seems, you know, found new life there, which is blowing my mind. But I'm with you. I'm going to take New Orleans as well on that one.
outside of the Indianapolis New England game, we don't have any other double digit spreads. We don't have the 17.5, you know, like we had, what, 2 weeks ago? And was it Arizona? What was that? Arizona was 17.5 point dogs in their game. The Rams in Seattle, the Seahawks are getting 7.5 at home. No Earl Thomas, no Michael Kendricks. I'm taking the Rams.
So am I.
Sorry, Seattle.
That's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, it's too bad. You could have used Earl Thomas there, but you decided not to pay him, and he broke his leg.
Yep. How much is that locker room in turmoil? We haven't heard anything from Seattle at all, but you know that Monday we've spent almost an entire show talking about Earl Thomas and the ramifications that happened because of Earl Thomas.
Has Richard Sherman wrote anything or penned an essay about this? Because I think he would be all over this. You know, just like, hey, that's my old team. I know exactly what he's talking about, what he's going through. The larger issue here is this.
Just these right two words. Told you.
Told you, right.
That's it.
Richard Sherman is a extremely intelligent. I like the way he thinks. Some of his arguments that he has made, I haven't agreed with on principle, but I've said to myself, that's hard to debate.
Right.
Like I've said to myself, you know what? I would need to do a little bit more research. I don't agree with what you're saying. Just because I kind of see things differently. You see it as a player. I kind of see it differently. But you're making a very, very good case, and you're making a very good point, and it would be hard for me to debate that.
And part of the problem is, too, is that people's mindset of Richard Sherman is the Aaron Andrews video.
Oh, absolutely. Interview. When he was ripping Michael Crabtree.
When he was just going off and up, crazy, and Aaron looked scared. It was, you know, it was like, that was him in the heat of the moment. That was emotion coming through. But in reality, this is one of the more intelligent football players, you know, to be on the field.
Absolutely. He's really good.
Not just football smart either. You know, book smart.
Yeah. I mean, he went to Stanford. So, I mean, he's very and I'm surprised he hasn't, and he might. I mean, it probably takes a little bit longer, but he might be penning something for the Players Tribune or something like that. You know, putting together this whole players' rights thing or what you don't understand about our contracts and that, you know, that whole kind of thing. So I've got three selections in. I got Denver winning straight up against the Jets, getting the half a point. I got the Rams covering the 7.5 against Seattle on the road. I got New Orleans covering the 6.5 at home at the Superdome because Drew Brees is going to get the record and it's just going to be a celebration in New Orleans.
I got those three as well, but I'm also going with Tennessee.
Titans 3.5 favorites against Buffalo. There's really no reason. You know, I might do that too. We're gonna end up taking the same picks.
Yeah, because
I agree with you. Tennessee should win this game. That's a very tight line for it. But Titans only, you know, they don't score a lot of points. But against the Bills, they should be able to score some points.
Yeah.
Now, do I take the Steelers or do I punish them by not taking them?
3.5 at home.
Do I take the Steelers or do I say I don't believe in you, even though I've been a fan my whole life, and just sit this one out?
So here's the thing. Both teams, they're playing against Atlanta. Both teams are going to put up points.
Both teams are going to throw the ball around.
Yep.
It's going to be video game football, I think. And I'm nervous
about
that.
Neither of them really have a defense to stop one another. So I would almost put money towards Atlanta just because I think it's a less than a field goal score at the end of the day.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
It could be like 40. You know, the score is going to be in the 40s for each team.
Chargers getting 5.5 against Oakland. Here's my problem with this game. If you thought San Francisco fans came out in droves. To a home game against, you know, for a road game against the Chargers. The Raiders still have a presence in Los Angeles.
Huge, huge presence.
I mean, this is going to be.
Even when, during the time when LA didn't have a team, and I know this firsthand because I lived there, even when they didn't have the team, the Raiders were still the number one team in LA.
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, yeah.
It was always the Raiders were LA, the Rams were Anaheim. Even though they were the Los Angeles Rams, and they've always, you know, even when they. You know, before they moved to St. Louis, they were the Los Angeles Rams. They were always based in Anaheim, Orange County, the southern part of the greater LA area.
Yeah, they used to share a stadium with the Angels.
Right.
Back in the day, way back in the day.
Yeah, and the Raiders had all of LA. And the Raiders have a fan base in San Diego. Even when the games were held in San Diego at Jack Murphy Stadium, or Qualcomm or whatever it's called now. The Raider fan there was almost split. It was almost 50-50. And that was when San Diego was at home playing in San Diego.
I can't wait to see this.
It's going to be a blackout.
I can't wait to see the pictures from this game. If not the game, if I get it on my television.
Yeah, Chargers PR, I doubt they even try to do anything. They're not even. They shouldn't even try to hide the fact they should literally go to the Raiders and say, hey, Raiders, why don't you wear your home unis? We'll be away.
Arizona, San Francisco. This is kind of like the dog game of the weekend. I'm going to pick this one just because no one will pick this one because this is not the most exciting game. C.J. Beathard against Josh Rosen. I think the Arizona Cardinals, who are averaging less than 10 points per game, are going to cover the 4.5 points. That's my risky play of the week. What do you think about that? Yeah, I know you think I'm crazy. It's a bad football team.
You think that...
They're either going to win or they're going to keep it within 4.5. They're going to lose by less than 4.5 points.
No, I won't touch that one.
I'm going to touch it because nobody else will touch it. I'll be the only host on this network that picks the Arizona-San Francisco game.
You believe in the Rosen.
It's the least sexiest game on the card. So there you go.
So that's your fifth one, huh?
It's my fifth one.
All right, so I got to go five. Let's see. I'm looking. Maybe Green Bay getting a...
Oh, yeah, take the Green... Yeah.
1.5 over Detroit. Because they got to play... Aaron Rodgers can beat Detroit by himself.
Yes, on the road, yes. In the dome, yes.
Aaron Rodgers kind of like LeBron James.
Not a dome. That's indoors, right? Ford Fields, that's indoors. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to make sure.
Maybe I'll go with the Packers. And now Tony hit save.
I did. I hit save picks, and I've hit it a number of times.
You have a little green box that says, just below SB Nation Radio Pick 5 Contest. It says your picks have been saved.
Yep, I got it.
Now you're good.
Yeah, it's actually telling me stop hitting save picks. We got it. That's what it's. Yep. All right, so I'm locked in now, so I don't have to worry about that. All right, so those are our picks. Go to betdsi.com. You can play in our picks of games this week. What I like doing it with Ron is that we're both kind of newbies to the whole pick 'em against the spread kind of thing.
We're experts.
But we're getting to be experts. We said by week 8 that we'll be super pros.
Yeah, where are
at
we?
This. Oh, we're man. At week 5, so we got a couple more weeks.
We got 3 more weeks to figure this out.
Oh. Yeah. Exactly.
Is there a class that I could take?
I know. Is there a class? Oh, I bet there is plenty of classes where you could take, where you can learn how to handicap. I'm sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
Should have given us, BetDSI, we need a tutorial.
Yeah, a little tutorial. How to handicap. 800-777-2907 is the number. It's SB Nation AM.
This is Mike Hersing from Let's Talk Wheels with an automotive tip brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. Well, it's fall, and that brings the wet weather we all hate to drive in. And the first few minutes of those sudden winter showers are always the most dangerous. When light rain mixes with oil residue on the road, it creates slippery conditions and hydroplaning. And worn tires, folks, make it worse. Drivers often forget that no matter how good your brakes are, your tires are the only contact with the road. Your tire's tread is what channels the water away from the tire as you drive over it. And hydroplaning is when the tread can't channel the water away fast enough, so your tire floats on the water, kind of like the way a surfboard does on a wave. Now, hydroplaning can happen at speeds over 35 miles an hour and causes longer stopping distances and loss of control, and both of these are bad. You should stop by a tire shop and get your tires checked just to be safe. Best of all, they'll do it for free. This is Mike Herzing with Let's Talk Wheels, brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. For more tips, go to the new letstalkwheels.com. That's the new letstalkwheels.com.
At the Jeep Adventure Days event, you'll find great deals, like the great outdoors are never out of reach. And now, not even the sky's the limit, thanks to Jeep Renegade's class-exclusive MySky open-air roof, giving you a whole new vantage point to see the world. Make a grand entrance or take a grand adventure by combining luxury and capability in the most awarded SUV ever, the Jeep Grand Cherokee. And never lose touch with your adventurous side or your loved ones in a Jeep Compass, offering the most technology and connectivity in its class, like the available 8.4-inch Uconnect touchscreen. Experience an adventure unlike any other in a lineup unlike any other. today at the Jeep Adventure Days event. But hurry, these great deals won't last. Available features based on Jeep Grand small SUV segmentation. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. Based on compact SUV segmentation, OEM website, AutoKnowledge. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation AM, as we roll along. Patriots and the Colts tonight. Monday Night Football, it'll be the Saints and the Redskins with Drew Brees going for the all-time passing yard leader. Sunday night, Dallas and Houston. We've gotten some really good games on national television. There's a potential for three okay games. The Patriots and the Colts, even with Andrew Luck, has never really lived up to the billing. Of course, Peyton Manning. I mean, look, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady at the height was always the best. And there's, I'm not saying they got to compare to that. But the Colts with Luck, it hasn't worked out as a rival or not a rivalry,
no,
but a good challenge to the Patriots. It doesn't have that same punch. It doesn't have that same feeling. Dallas and the Texans, that's a game. That's a good game, like in terms of how much Houston hates Dallas. But I don't know if it's going to be a good game to watch.
No, you know what it is? It's a good game if you live in the state of Texas.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, people are going to be tuned in because it's, especially, here in Houston, it's us against the hated ones up north.
I do like the Redskins and the Saints, but I'm going to watch. I'm hoping to catch Drew Brees break the record. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, so you can watch the first quarter, then turn it off.
Yeah, good for Drew Brees. And
but if you could flex a Sunday night game, which game would you go with?
If I could flex another game out of that,
yeah.
That's a good question.
I think it's an easy one.
Well, let me take a look at the schedule again.
Yeah.
In case it pops right up again.
It'll pop.
Minnesota, Philadelphia.
That would have been my second choice.
Oh, Jacksonville, Kansas City.
Yes.
Yeah, Jacksonville, Kansas City. I'm sorry, I didn't even see that.
Mahomes against that defense.
Oh, that defense is giving up 14 points a game, and the Chiefs are still rolling at like 37 or something like that a game. Even stalling out a little bit against Denver.
But
that's going to be really good.
Vikings-Eagles would be interesting just because, it's a... NFC Championship rematch.
Yeah, and the Vikings are going to be careful here because that's, again, falling 1-3-1 on the season with the Bears playing as good as they are.
Yes, and the Packers being the Packers.
There's nothing, when you're duking it out for a wild card spot and you got a bunch of teams and they're only taking two, that's a really precarious place to be. It's really, really tough.
Especially with how dangerous the NFC South is.
Especially that too. So you got to make sure that if you're going to be, if the Bears are going to run away with this division, and it looks like they can, and you fall to 1-3-1, and the Bears come back from a bye, and they roll along, you better be careful because you're not going to make the playoffs. And really, wild card is just, it's tough. So that's going to be an interesting game for the Vikings because, boy, we all loved them at the beginning of the season.